436, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. I'm only slightly distracted, which is an improvement for me. I got news for you. And no, the reason I am slightly distracted, I'm trying to keep up with Heidi's world travels. She's, let me see now. Oh, no, that's her flight to England. She's coming home tonight, unless she's decided to turn the whole thing upside down. No, here she is. Yeah, she's coming home. So that's good. So, her flight, of course, is, it doesn't get in till almost midnight. And then by the time you get your luggage, so it's going to be a late night. That's all I've got to say. And tomorrow, believe it or not, is the wrap up to our second session for the Inside Out Dad program at Pamunkey Regional Jail. I'm very fortunate to be one of the folks involved in that. I'm the lead instructor for Pamunkey, and we'll do our last class tomorrow. Then next week we'll have graduation, and I'm very excited about that. I really am. I'm happy to see some of these guys saying, yeah, I want to try and turn stuff around. But it just frosts me to no end to watch people, as an example, in Los Angeles, where there's complete and total lawlessness. And instead of everybody agreeing, this should not be Democrat or Republican. I'm just telling you, it shouldn't be conservative or liberal. Oh, my God. Everybody, I think, should say, yeah, you really shouldn't attack law enforcement officers. You really shouldn't set buildings on fire. You shouldn't set other people's cars on fire. But the left has doubled down on this. And you know what my fear is? That the Abigail Spanbergers of the world, the LeVar Stoneys of the world, the Virginia Democrats look at that and say, yeah, that could happen here in Virginia. We'd be cool with that. I think it's outrageous. Hey, you know, Virginia Democrats are going to be choosing their lieutenant governor nominee and their attorney general nominee. They've got their early voting going on. The final election day process is Tuesday. Now, we already know on our side of the aisle who the Republican nominees are. John Reed, who used to host our morning show, did a great job doing that. He is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. I'm happy that that he is joining us. John, thank you for being here, my friend.
I'm glad to be with you. I'm anticipating next Tuesday which radical will the Democrats choose to run against me, because they're all radicals, man. They're all crazy, and they all kind of staked out agreement with the horrible behavior of 2020. Yep. And I'm looking at their websites every day and their social media. You think they're standing up saying, oh, stop in L.A., please don't behave badly this Flag Day when the big parade is happening up in Northern Virginia? Heck no. They are being very quiet about it because, you know what? They're on the side of the rioters, and I'm going to make sure everybody knows it.
Well, one of your potential opponents, LeVar Stoney, of course, the former mayor of the city of Richmond, he had no problem at all with what happened a few years back in the city of Richmond. You remember that. He was all on board with that terrible activity.
That's another reason I can't believe he's running for lieutenant governor. I mean, he disqualified himself, in my view, with the way he handled night after night of rioting. And Jeff, you know, I try to be a fair guy. Mm-hmm. You and I both, we talked on the air and off the air back when the riots of 2020 were happening. And, you know, bad things happen. You get one night of radical wackos who go into the street and set things on fire. You know, I'm not going to blame the governor or the mayor if one night of bad stuff happens. But if it's night after night, week after week, and you're so impotent or scared to discipline your own people and say you have to obey the law, then why would we give someone like that a promotion to run the whole state into the ground and set the whole state on fire? I mean, that guy, you remember it. He did not show the leadership that I would expect from a Republican or a Democrat or an independent. All of us suffered in 2020. It didn't matter your political affiliation. Everybody suffered. And Richmond is poorer for it these days.
Absolutely. I mean, legitimately poorer tourism dollars that used to visit our community because of the monuments, as an example, that has all gone away. There are businesses that closed down as a result of those riots, thanks to LeVar Stoney, that never, ever reopened. Family businesses, families who had been there for 40 and 50 years, just destroyed in a couple of nights, thanks to him.
And a lot of them were minority-owned businesses. I mean, that was what was driving me crazy, is all these people walk through the streets when the sun is up and then maraud through the streets when the sun goes down, claiming that they're so concerned about black citizens, and the Democrats constantly tell you, oh, we're the ones looking after the poor people and the minorities. Heck, they were the ones that allowed those businesses to be looted and rioted, you know, the riots to go against them and for them to really suffer. And, you know, I don't know, some of the people I know who live in the city have tons of money. They packed up and left the city during the riots. But if you are an hourly worker and you have a basic home without a home security system or some sort of guard set up, you are stuck while people marauded through Richmond. And you know, we've got, I don't know if you've been to this website where these really radical nuts are threatening to tear up the entire country this weekend on Flag Day. They're claiming that it's Donald Trump's birthday and that's, you know, that he's some sort of tyrant. When in fact, what he's doing is having a parade for the Army to celebrate 250 years of the Army. I mean, very legitimate thing to do. These people are telling us to our face very proudly they're going to do it again. And they're going to do it in Richmond. They're going to do it up in Northern Virginia. Yesterday, Jeff, I had meetings in Northern Virginia, did big press conference, and also went into D.C. And it dawned on me, it's not going to cost $45 million to have that big military parade. It didn't cost you money to march the Army down Pennsylvania Avenue. It cost you $45 million to set up barricades like we're back in Baghdad, Iraq, to try to keep the crazy Democrat leftists from setting everything on fire and killing innocent people. That's why we're spending all that money, and we should be mad about it. The decent citizens should be mad about it.
Absolutely. Are you getting that sense as you travel the Commonwealth? And let me remind everybody, John Reed is joining us. John is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, and in a rare opportunity, and I've mentioned this to you, John, I'm always happy to chat with you and chat with the folks who are on what I would consider my team, but I would be thrilled to chat with whoever it is the Democrats decide to put forward as well, because there's a lot to talk about. But are you getting the same sense as you travel the Commonwealth that people are just sick and tired of getting the bill for this terrible, terrible behavior?
I think people are tired of it. I think people are also beginning to see the pattern, like, oh, let me figure this out. A Republican in the White House, and let's be honest, it isn't just Donald Trump. They did this with George W. Bush, remember?
Yep.
Remember Occupy Wall Street and all of that garbage where they would – I mean, I used to go to the Senate and get spit on while I was walking from the subway to my office in the Senate by these horrible people who thought they could intimidate me. I mean, you wonder why I've got the attitude I've got where I'm not going to be bullied. That's one of the reasons, is every day that I went to work in Washington to try to work for the people of Virginia on behalf of George Allen, I had people harassing me near Union Station who were big-time Democrat leftists. And you know what? At first I was like, oh, let me listen to them. And now it didn't take long for me to go, they're not interested in actually engaging in a conversation. They want to bully me and other people like me into silence and to complacency so that they can take over. Well, heck no, I'm not allowing that to happen. And if I become lieutenant governor, unlike these Democrats, I'm going to stand up for the cops boldly, loudly, every single day, and I'm going to protect everybody, whether you're a rich person in Windsor Farms or whether you are in a housing project. Everyone deserves to go to bed at night in Richmond, Virginia, and across the Commonwealth and not be worried about being attacked by radicals.
I have to ask if you have any sense what your friends on the left are going to do on Tuesday. You know, LeVar Stoney obviously has campaigned quite extensively around the Commonwealth. He was just here recently to blame his predecessor, Dwight Jones, for the water crisis, claimed it didn't happen.
How absurd is that?
Right?
I saw that, Jeff. I thought, wow, this guy has to go back to Dwight Jones, and he was mayor for 8 years? I mean, do you think anybody's going to buy that garbage? That's crazy.
It's insane. But I will tell you, the state senator from Virginia Beach, Mr. Rouse, was also campaigning in town and, you know, making a play for Richmond. Do you get any sense what it is that they are going to do on their side, or are you just ramped up and ready any way they slice it?
Oh, I'm ready for any of them. You know, there's six Democrats who are running, three of them relatively well-known, you know, elected officials, and three who are not well-known. And I'll warn everybody, That shows me that the Democrats are serious. I mean, they are raising millions of dollars for the lieutenant governor's job. Yeah. I'm begging everybody for $10 here, $10 there. If you go to my website, you'll see. Right. I'm asking regular people to try to give me some money, johnreedforvirginia.com. But the Democrats are really getting corporate money. They're going to California. They're going to New York. They're taking this seriously. They want to take over Virginia, and I'm going to be one of the people standing in the way, whoever they send. But they're all radicals. I mean, all of them want to do away with your right to work and force you to join a union. Mm-hmm. All of them have talked about raising the minimum wage, which, of course, sounds like a great idea until you lose your job because no one can afford it. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, I'm waiting to see how they're going to deal with the fallout from the riots in L.A. and this weekend. And I'm betting that they're going to try to pretend that their people aren't behaving badly because they don't have the guts to say, let's all obey the law. Let's all protect each other. We can debate and argue things. We're not all going to agree. But they just don't have the guts to do it because they're part of the radical movement and they have to be stopped.
Fair enough. Hey, John, remind everybody of that website, nice and slow.
Okay, yeah. It's johnreedforvirginia.com, all spelled out. You know, R-E-I-D is my last name, johnreedforvirginia.com. And I'm jealous that Heidi has been overseas. You said she was in London?
She was in London. She was in Liverpool. She went to this little town called Whitby. I don't know exactly where it is, but apparently they make a really wonderful bottle of gin. And, yes, she will be back early tomorrow morning.
Love it. I've had to suspend all my travel during the campaign, which I'm willing to do because it's worth it to save Virginia. But I am a little jealous to hear about those adventures. That's great. Tell her hi for me.
I will do that. And by the way, if you're feeling left out, you could pick her up like 12:30, 1 o'clock this morning. You go for it. She'll be happy to see you too.
No. How very thoughtful of you. Yeah. I'll get back to you if my schedule opens up, Jeff. You're always thinking of me.
Always thinking of you, my friend. Thank you, John. That is John Reed. He is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. And I will remind you, there is an open invitation to everybody, who is seeking this statewide office, governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general. Please feel free to drop by. We would love to chat with you. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.